bless you, Jesus. Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are being suffered by your brethren which are in the world. But know this, that the lion of the tribe of Judah has broken every chain. The lion of the tribe of Judah has broken every chain. The lion of the tribe of Judah has broken every chain, says the Lord. I'm asking my sons and daughters who are birthed out of this tribe to rise up and roar in the earth, says the Lord. Sons of God, rise up with a roar of authority. In the earth, speak the end result. Lionesses, roar with the authority of my word in your mouth, and bring forth the high praises of God in the house of God. And everywhere you go, let this authority rise up within you. Speak the end result. Roar out of the authority of that which you have been birthed in. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has broken every chain, and you have been birthed from his spiritual loins. Therefore, I've given you authority over all the works of the enemy, says the Spirit of the Lord. Bring forth in these last days the fruit of the earth, this great harvest in my authority, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Barakadasete. Rosie, bring home. Barakadasete. Just stay in the Spirit. Just keep worshiping. Malakadaso. Homer.
I'm more of a reserved worshiper because I'm alone by my house a lot. I love to worship God. I love sitting down. For some reason, I put my hands like a little baby, prayed over my meal all the time. That's just the way I worship God. But Pastor's so right through the Holy Ghost. He's so right to raise our voice with authority and boldness and begin to worship Jesus. But this morning I was up early. I couldn't sleep. So if you can't sleep, let me give you a bit of instruction. Read your Bible at night. You'll get sleepy. So I was reading my Bible, and the Holy Ghost stopped me in my tracks. I was in 1 Peter chapter 2. It said, knowing this. And I just stopped, and I heard it. Knowing this. Knowing this, Peter said in 1 Peter. And I backed up. I hit rewind again. Knowing this. And I don't really think the church in general knows this. We quote this. We remember this. But I don't think the church has an imagery of what knowing this means. If the church knew what knowing this means, we would be different. There would be such an image inside of us of what he did, that acting different outside of him it would never happen. He stopped me in my tracks. He said, knowing this, listen carefully, that you were not redeemed. Knowing this, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation. Listen to what he said. Knowing this, church, if we knew this, me included, if we knew this, knew what? That you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. If we knew this, we would flood the altars in worship. If we knew this, we wouldn't act secular in the secular world. If we knew this, we wouldn't pop bottles openly in restaurants. If we knew this, when worship started, me included, we would have our face and our knees and our hands raised up before Almighty God. But we don't know this. That you were not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold from your vain conversation, but you're redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We have to know this. Lift up your hands at home. Wake up in the morning. Say, I thank you that it cost you so much to redeem me. Precious blood redeemed me. You were a spotless, unblemished lamb. You redeemed me. I'll give you my best at that altar, Jesus. I will lift up my hands starting today, right here, right now, at the request of our pastor through the Holy Spirit. Our pastor through the Holy Spirit is asking the body, me included, is asking us to turn up our praise. Yeah. He is asking us through the Holy Ghost to turn up our praise and to know this and to know what? That you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as we lay without spot and blemish. Know this, Pastor. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To worship you I live. To worship you I live to worship you.
Bless you, Jesus.
I enjoy your praise. I delight in it. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to delight in it. Have fun in my presence. Enjoy me as I enjoy you, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Hallelujah. You, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. We'll stand one more time, and if you want to get ready, let's all stand. We're going to get you in shape before you leave here. Hallelujah. So, Marty, give us that song once again. If you have something to give today, please bring it down. Our kids are already dismissed. If there's any children in here, they can go next door. Thank you for your giving. Hallelujah. We're blessed. We're extremely blessed, and we give all the glory to God. So, if you have something, go ahead and bring it down now. Amen.
Be seated if you'd like. like.
Let the lion roar, heavy lion of Judah.
Yes.
Let the lion roar, heavy lion of Judah.
Yes, Jesus.
Let the lion roar.
Turn it up just a little more.
Heavy lion of Judah. Let the lion roar.
Seated. Woo,
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Let me give you a few announcements, if I can. Thank you for your offering. No church tonight. I'd love to have church tonight, but I know I need to rest. I've been in church all week, and it's great. Sometimes twice a day all week, ever since last Sunday, even Saturday. So we're going to, you get to rest on my, but it's a great, it's Palm Sunday, everybody. This is the day he rode in. Glory be to God. Just come on. Every time I hope you'll hear Homer's exhortation. I think you need to stand on your feet. My God, if you knew this, if you knew this, glory, come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Lift those hands and magnify him. Those that are, oh, worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know this. We worship you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. No church tonight. Mike Church will be with us Wednesday night, so come out and support him. Sunday is Easter. Isn't that amazing? Already this far in the year. Sunday is Easter. We'll have a lot more people that just normally show up on Easter. That's okay. We want everybody to come. Bring your little ones. I'm sure they'll have an Easter egg ordeal for them next door. But they'll teach Jesus. That's the main thing. And any of you that possibly dare, at 6:30 on Sunday morning, the Methodist Church has asked me to come and preach the sunrise service. So, hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't know that they know what they're asking. Hallelujah. But they've asked me to come and preach their sunrise service, and then they'll have a little breakfast afterwards. So, hallelujah. Pray. Glory be to God. And there's some good people over there, and we just appreciate that. Hallelujah. Saturday, April 15th, will be the young adults get together homecoming. Please be in prayer for that. And then right after that is the Dayton conference, which is the 23rd. We'll say, well, Pastor, why are you telling us that? Because I'm not going to the conference. But yes, you are. You'll be that Sunday morning. You'll come in here and the conference will be playing and you'll be participating in that conference. Our service that Sunday morning will be the Dayton conference. And come in here. Please don't stay home. Come in here and fellowship and participate. And on Wednesday night, we'll be viewing the conference here together as well. Amen. Enough. Glory be to God. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Harry. Payback time for Harry. Boy, Robert did an awesome job last Sunday. I didn't realize 2 hours. He'd start at 10, and we didn't relieve him till 12. He eventually was down like this. Maholakatatia. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. 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 Yes. Sing it, Harry. Makalasoto.
You're all.
Yes, Lord. Mahalakadi.
You're all I've ever needed.
Master.
You're all.
Master. Master.
I know that you are near.
Master. Hallelujah.
You're all I want.
Master. Makadesi.
You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. And I know that you are near.
Jesus. Mandokedes. Molokalere diato. Well, I'm just going to let Harry continue to play for a bit. You can be seated whenever you like. Jesus. I'm guessing that I won't make it to the lesson. It's amazing we'll have like three or four lessons out in front of y'all on the same subject. He'll give you the teaching on something, and yet he wants to take charge of the service. Now let me exhort you, because I hear him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mata kadesi diado. Mendekedesi diado. Bless you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit said something just before we had a kind of a praise song about that He wants us to be happy, take joy. And that's exactly right. But our party, our joy that we're called to now, this hour, is a it's not void of watching. It's a joy in the Spirit. It's a joy in the Spirit, but it's not a party spirit. It's not a spirit that takes our surroundings for granted and doesn't take an account of everything that we are in presently in this present world and the darkness that is surrounding us. We're in an absolute, all-out, offensive war. A war. So take what the Holy Spirit said and joy unspeakable. Let it reign in your heart. But then don't misconstrue that. As if we're just in a party spirit and everything's going to turn out all right and we don't have anything to do in it except just to have a good time. It's an all-out war for our kids, for our country, for the church. Seems like it's a back and forth tug of war right now. We win because the lion of the tribe of Judah has broken every chain. Hallelujah. He really has. But it's back and forth in the spirit, in the realm of fighting. Even Daniel we get some insight to how that spirit realm works. From the day that he petitioned God, it was 21 days later that an angel showed up on his part and said, I've come because of your prayers. But I was in a war. Now I know the Holy Spirit's right here. We don't have to wait on an angel. I understand that part. But I'm talking about there's wars in the heavenlies and there's wars on earth and there's wars in the spirit realm that's all around us. We see these upcrops of good things like the Asbury. We see those kinds of things, and then it kind of spotted around for a bit. I haven't heard anything else recently. And I'm not saying that's died. I'm just saying it was a kind of a flicker, a flame, and then it. But with everything that God does because of our prayers, there's also, you must understand this, there's also a resurgence by the enemy to try to stamp it out and try to stop any type of upcrop of God's glory on the planet, on America, or in the church. Thank you, Jesus. So we saw that just a month and a half ago. Things were kind of raging, and boy, you felt the revival spirit, and we still do, because our witness is not what's going on out there. But with everything, it's a tug of war right now. We're engaged, we're locked in a battle for the harvest. And I don't know how it all works out. I do know this, as long as you and I are on the planet, we have influence. And we can change things. Because we have authority. As long as he has a physical authority on the planet, we can still have an effect on things. But at the same time, with the harvest coming, revival happening, and all kinds of influence that we can have over our regions, over our city, our churches, at some point, the Antichrist comes into power. Now, it's arguable whether or not we're really still here when he comes into full power. He's always going to be limited in what he can do as long as there's a bunch of praying Christians on the planet. I know that. He's always going to be. But these are, according to Matthew chapter 24, the beginning of sorrows. Earthquakes, pestilence, wars, rumors of wars, crazy things that are happening. Jesus. So there's this tug of war. We're winning, but yet it's a back and forth battle in the spirit realm. Nature's crying out. It's a dying planet. But at the same time, not only is it a dying planet, but Satan will get behind the dying planet and push it. You'll never convince me otherwise that Mark chapter 4's storm wasn't just a casual Galilean storm that evening. You'll never convince me. He came immediately to steal the word. Well, he doesn't have power over the planet. It's just the dying. No. Read in Job. The enemy sent a great wind. He even sent down fire. He's limited, but he can get behind a dying planet and push it over the weekend. Historic, Friday and Saturday, historic. Over 50 tornadoes ripped through the Midwest, killing scores and scores and scores and scores of people. Arkansas, Tennessee, Indiana. They said they just basically nothing. Over 50 tornadoes. 50 plus. Just, I just, I cried watching some of those people. I thought a hurricane was bad. You couldn't even see where the building existed. You get a category 5 at 200 and something mile an hour winds hit a building. It's just, don't tell me it's not because the enemy's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Take every possible moment to distract the nation, the people, and bring hurt and demise and kill. We've never seen times like this. Jesus says it'll be the beginning of sorrows. And it won't be that those things never did exist. They did exist. You'll be able to always say, yeah, that did exist. But the escalation of them, in other words, the multiplication of them happening simultaneously with each other, the war in Ukraine, people dying senselessly, whether you think that's a rogue government or not, the people are important. Simultaneously, all these things will be stacked, and then they'll be happening more and more and more. And Jesus said this will be the beginning of all sorrows. So we've entered into that. So I'm glad I go to this church, and I'm glad you're with me. I'm glad you're with me. We're tough. We're ready for this. We're lions. Glory to Jesus. This past Monday, in the Bible Belt, not in New York or Chicago, not in L.A., but in the Bible Belt, Nashville, Audrey Hale or Hall, 28-year-old transgender young lady, went back to the school that she was raised in, went in with 2 automatic rifles and a pistol, shot her way in through a glass door and went in. And deliberately, she'd already planned it. The manifesto reveals that she'd already written down which teachers, basically. Went into a Christian school. It was a hate crime against Christians. And went in and systematically shot certain teachers and killed them, and then killed the little, it was only up to 6th graders, and she shot and killed them. Well, the police got there and then they killed Audrey. Bible Belt. And then a transgender day of vengeance was also planned. If you watched any of all of that rioting that took place at the Capitol in Nashville or wherever the capital is there in Tennessee, I don't know if it's there, maybe not. But the transgender LGBTQT XYZ, they showed up in masses and they were mad, they were angry, they were just vehemently angry. Why were they angry? Not because little children had been killed. They were mad because they said there were 7 victims. The 7th one was Audrey, who killed them. In other words, there's no end to their vengeance, and they planned. We've never been in a day like this. It's a tug and war. America, I'll have America. And God says, you're not going to have America because I'm going to have a revival. You're not going to have America. He tugs back. Oh, I'm going to kill. I'm going to steal. I'm going to kill them in storms. I'll kill them in schools. Last night I got a text from a man that I really trust. And he's in another state. And out in Colorado, and he said, Pastor, and yes. Then he said, I'm passing this along to you from, and it originated from a head of a security in the church. He said, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not trying to repeat rhetoric. He said, I just wanted to let you know that this head of security passed this along, and he sent me the dialogue, and so I saw it, and it wasn't from a hysterical type. It was very good. I passed it along immediately to Jim. And then what it was he said that it's come to our attention, the data or the information, the intelligence that we have basically is that because of the day of vengeance that would been planned, and then it was canceled, thank God. And I think it was canceled because they got wind that there was going to be a resistance against it. But the word was, at least on the street, that they had sent out, the community had sent out, the LGBTQ community had sent out to please or to target churches today on this particular Palm Sunday with a vengeance and do whatever they could to disrupt with violence. So early this morning, I just was praying, God, don't never let me move out of the flesh, but right out of the spirit. So you take care of things first in the spirit, don't you? But then in the natural, if you hear anything, you do it. So I got a hold of at least a dozen plus men. I couldn't get a hold of everybody. I just sent out a group text. And I won't tell you all the details. The main thing is I said, man, it's time for us to cover our families and our children like never before. Come to church today. And continue to come prepared. First in the spirit. See, first in the spirit. I speak the end result. No one will ever come here and harm, destroy. The text or the intelligence said, watch your parking lots, watch your children education buildings that might be separated from your main sanctuary. Watch all these things. And I cued all these men in on, let's stay very alert to all of our surroundings today. But mainly men. And I said, let's not create an atmosphere when we get to church by talking about it. But mainly, let's take care of it in the spirit. But stay on our spiritual toes. Hey, it's all right that Carl's... Our deputy is here today fully dressed and fully armed. Amen. It's perfectly fine with me. We've never lived in a day like today. There's a tug of war in the spirit. Now the main way, and we'll always do this. This is our foundation. We take care of things in the spirit. I said, Lord, if they ever come on the property to harm, they'll be struck down, and when they wake up, they'll be saying, what must I do to be saved? What must I do? At the same time, a dozen plus or more men have been praying this morning, and I don't know what else. I don't ask. I do know this, that there are a number of men that are licensed to carry weapons concealed. A number. If you ask me who, I'll never tell you, and it's none of your business. I haven't promoted that. I haven't demoted it. I've not asked, and I've not said anything against it. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. You should just trust God. And I got you. He was saying those who are rogues and run after that kind of authority to take from people, that they would die or they would be destroyed by that. But our deputies and men that enforce and carry a sword. And then Jesus said, there's a time coming, and I'm paraphrasing. If you have a garment, sell your garment and buy a sword. The disciple said, here's two. And he said, that's enough. That's enough. In other words, that's not the emphasis. He was basically saying, there'll be a time that you'll need to put yourself on awares and be aware of the world around you. But the emphasis is never on the swords, but it's okay to have a sword. Do you understand? Hallelujah. That was a direct persecution against Christians. We've never seen a time like this. It's a rock roll back and forth twist of times. But we're going to roar out of Judah. We're 245 years old as a nation. 245 years technically we existed before that. But 245 years old as a nation. We've never had a president or a past president arrested for a crime. This coming Tuesday, a past president who's already been indicted will be fingerprinted and mugshot. The federal government said 3 years ago, there's no crime. No crime. And yet they've twisted the law and found something that's really, there's no crime. Not even if there was a moral issue, there's no real crime. No real crime. And if you don't think that this is not a weaponization against a conservative movement to stop it, it's no less. There is absolutely, and what we'll see Tuesday is no less than China, Russia, or any third world government that takes any political opposition and finds a reason to jail their leader. Will he be jailed? Probably not, but it's basically an arrest. I hope it turns to his good. I do. I hope it turns to his good. But what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we're in the belly of the war. Pastor, I think one day things are going to get bad. What planet are you living on? Except for a few good amenities still left, we're basically at the point of Russia. We're basically at the point of China. Only revival will save us. Only revival will save us. So you hear an upcrop like revival, 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 and then all of a sudden then bam, bam, bam. Hallelujah, Jesus. So our men are praying, some armed. But I want to arm you in the Spirit more than anything else. Hallelujah. I'm going to be better to you than I was to Robert. I think we're going to be done here in a little bit. He's good. You're all. Let's stand. We get ready to leave in just a few minutes. But my God, we've had a service already. Believe it or not, some of the best teaching the Lord's ever done is in this folder. But it'll be waiting for us. Lead us, please. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Draw me close to you.
Yes. Magnify him, would you?
and take your place. Oh, to feel the warmth of your embrace. Lord, you are my desire. No one else will do. Can take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Lord, help me find the way, bring me back to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you all for being here today and pulling with us in the Spirit. Go home, enjoy your families. Continue to take authority over everything around you that lives and breathes. Hallelujah. We're going to see you Wednesday if the Lord still is tarrying on the planet. And then next Sunday is Easter. Please be with us. Hallelujah. We love you. Mockley is in revival, and you're in revival wherever you live. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.